Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about food. Now, I'm not a big fan of food. If I could take a pill every day and get what I needed, I'd be just fine. Now, don't get me wrong. I like cooking food, and I like eating food. I guess I'm just tired of the entire decision-making process. You know, the what am I going to eat today issue? It's exhausting, and to make matters more complicated, I'm trying to eat healthy. But you know, there's only so much fruit, vegetables, and nuts a guy can eat in a day before you start feeling like a gerbil. Why do I have to spend so much time trying to figure out what to eat? Then I gotta figure out, what do I bring to work to eat? And that, folks, is where it goes off track. The other day I told my wife that my entire lunch diet is just one big salt lick. Pretzels, chips, nuts. That much salt? It's just not good for you. But have you ever eaten unsalted nuts? Not good. It's like eating cardboard. Yeah, I could take leftovers to work, but then I bring a batch of turkey casserole, and it takes me about 5 to 6 bites before I realize I'm eating mold. Yeah, lunch. So fun. I like eating big salads for dinner. They sit just right. But I don't want those for lunch, too. Eating salads twice a day, 5 to 7 days a week? Well, it sure wouldn't take long before I didn't want to eat salads. Then what do I eat? I'd just be sad. Trying to eat healthy means you can't eat processed food, and you try to stay away from sugar and artificial dyes. Well, there goes most of Costco's frozen section. Yeah, I'm being a bit facetious, but you know what I'm saying. A lot of those throw them in a microwave or oven foods, well, they aren't so good for you. And don't get me started on trying to drink healthy. With all the research today, I think the only healthy drink is water. And even with that, I have to use a SodaStream machine to add some carbonation. You know, add some pizzazz. Drinking regular water is fine when you just got done working in the yard or you're hiking out in the Sahara, but sit behind a desk 8 to 10 hours a day and try to pound down some uncarbonated water? Ugh. It's like eating unsalted nuts. And you can't drink pop or soda. And as for coffee, the substance that makes up nearly 80% of my water weight? Well, it just depends what day of the month you read a coffee caffeine story. 1 minute, it's going to give you a heart attack. Next minute, it's going to prevent Alzheimer's. Be nice if they could just reach consensus about coffee. As for fast food, well, you can't go to McDonald's. Well, maybe for their salads. And then there's Wendy's. They're baked potatoes. Of course, you can't put butter or sour cream on them. That'd kill you. A baked potato with no fixings or unsalted nuts. So yummy. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Maybe you don't have any of these food issues. Maybe you're like my sister-in-law. She just eats the same exact meal every night. Hey, it makes it pretty easy to figure out what you're going to have for dinner. Of course, knowing my luck, it'd be unsalted nuts.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.